Good morning, Rabboisai. Lili Nishmasim Mirosi Ruspas Mordechai. There will be a Siyum in Cleveland. Rabboisai, there's a beautiful website called mdysiyum.com. It has all the links. Right now, there's like 13 different places. It looks something like this. You go on, click, register, go. We're still missing Miami, but I think they're coming together. Texas, what else is missing? Toronto's not on there? I don't believe it. Okay, it should be all up and going. Anyways, I want to show you something amazing. Penny Augenstein, look at this. This is his WhatsApp status. He put this in there one day and got 8 guys. But if you read over here, you'll see why. His friend says, I was thinking about it. He says, stop thinking. Just do it. Considering it. Stop considering. I always wanted to start, and I finally did. You should also give these guys a little push. One day, 8 guys. Another big chizuk here. Very big chizuk. 8 is like the 8-minute daf. I forced myself to do the daf. It was truly exhausting, but I knew this was a real challenge to make the daf part of my day, no matter what. I think I cut off. Chabal. Basically, this is Eli Shochet, Iron Shas man from Toronto. He's in Tanzania on top of Kilimanjaro. It took him 18 hours to get to the top, and he started at 11 o'clock at night, went through the night, and when he got to the top, he did the daf. Now, people have goals in life. We have a goal to finish Shas. Different goals. He achieved his goal. But he didn't let that get in the way of the daf. I think it's an amazing chizik for everybody. Doing the daf got him to the top. Maybe. This guy, I'm not happy with. I took a recent road trip in my RV. I know how much you enjoy. This is Leg Lavrash for Boisai. He's telling me about a trip that I wanted to take. I'm not Moichelim. I'm not going to Utah, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado. It's probably never going to happen in my life. It is very difficult to do the daf while traveling, but I was able to find a way to do it. I was able to put my cell phone in front of my instrument panel, listen to these guys. I'm not promoting this at all. And listen to the daf anytime I had a 45-minute drive. I'm attaching some photos to show you how I was able to keep up with the daf. Thanks for your good work. David Ash, Northbrook, Illinois. Here he is in his Mercedes RV going through Nebuch. What a hard time he had, but he's learning Torah. I'm going to tell David like this. I'm not Moichelim. I can't be Moichel, such a guy. However, since he lives in Northbrook, which is right next to Chicago, if he comes to the Chicago Siyum and he pumps it up a little bit, then we'll be able to be Moichelim. Here's another great driver, Rabboisai, Nissi Magid. Dear Rebelli, my name is Nissi Magid from Passaic, New Jersey. I joined you that when he started Sechz Beitza. Great, doing great. Been recruiting people to join. Unbelievable. Telling them I do it in my car from Lakewood where I work. Then they ask, how do you do the daf in the car? I'm looking for a good answer. Here's a picture of me doing the daf in the car. It's a Shabbos on the way home from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, with my family. He has his family in the car. Rabbi, great drivers here. Your Talmud, Nissi Magid. Rabbi, this one is great. You know about the license plates, right? This is it. Look at this license plate. I need one of these. I'm trying to become an Amoritz like Rebelli. You know how much work it takes to become an Amoritz like me? You have to learn the entire Shas and forget it the next day. And it's a big job. Baruch Hashem, I haven't missed a day since the beginning of Beit, so shout out to Uncle Phil and Mark Ashkenazi for arranging the scene. And Muncie, this is coming, Matzah Shabbos, Moshe Braun, Muncie, Nachamal. This is real. Amoritz. But if the guy gives him a ticket and he's an Amoritz, he won't realize it's a one, not an I, and he might misspell it and he won't get a ticket. Or the Amoritz already is taken with the I. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow. This is very chashuv. This is Avi Unger from our, what is it called? I know he's from Vienna, but he's our guy in Vienna. He's making a siyum. He learns under a lot of difficult situations. I left him a message yesterday. He's making a siyum. It's a big zach, big chizik for me, big chizik for the whole island. And this is Durham. Do we have time? No. Durham, this is a guy, Akiva Tepper, learning in Morocco. Here we go. Oh, whenever there's an email from Yoni Doppel, we have to read Yoni Doppel's email. I mean, This is from the Chiyuvim. It's very long, but I'll try to go through it quickly because we have to start here. I've never been much of a siyum maker. Even on the odd occasion of finishing a masechta, I somehow always felt my accomplishments in learning shouldn't be announced and harped on. A few weeks ago, someone in my shul gave me some much-needed mussar advice by asking the following question. Why would you deprive your children of the opportunity of showing chavivas ha-Torah? I took it to heart 2 weeks ago and I took my wife and children to Essen on Coney Island. If you know what Essen is, by the way, I made my son's pidyon haben 27 years ago in Essen, I'm calling that. You can imagine, and they haven't changed the decor since, I don't think. So,
Essen or Essen?
Essen, Delicatessen. And then, this past Sunday night, we were at China Glot on 13th Avenue, having finally caught up on the blitz dapim. You remember he had a blitz play, a football play, had to finish all the dapim finally. Okay. In a week and a half, my son's bar mitzvah, I'll be making my first public siyum with Hadron Kaddish and all on Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We were never big restaurant goers, but now I overhear my kids whispering and poring over the calendar, calculating the next four short Maseches, and I'm hearing these strange words excitedly being thrown around. La Marais, Bordeaux, Reserve Cut, Oy Vey! My daughter explained it to me. Ta! We have to fatten up during the Mayad before the long Yavamas hibernation sets in. Looks like this Chavivas HaTorah will cost me a pretty penny, but will be covered Shemayim spending, which is all one can ask for. Shekoyach, Yal Alevi Doppel, P.S. Looking forward to some sponsoring in honor of my bar mitzvah. He's running out of cash, he's saying. All right, fine. Rabbi Yisai, what's going on here? Okay, by the way, Mayor Bisk, he's a guy that comes here to the shir every day. He just had his first kid, a boy. So Mazel Tov. Shmuley Hecht, F245, and honor the Dafyami committee, and that's all members who push our votes to Torah. And Leo Nishma is my dear Chaber, Mordechai Shloim, Pinchas Tuvio, all about Shalom Ben Avram, Moshe Peretz, near Yoy Kopman. Rosh Hashanah is dedicated by Yossi Nesti Elbaum and Tehillim Ruvain, Leo Nishma is Beilat Tzipor Bas Reb Ruvain, and for Shidduch Fitahil, Sora Bas Esther Leah. Peretz Achoydish, Kislev, Yoyli. Lili Nishmas, his father, sister, and shver. Paris HaChodesh, Reuven Klein, my mother, Nechama Bas Kolev. By Shloimi Klein, the famous Shloimi Klein, in honor of Dr. Zev Tendler for being a friend and a true Roife Yidid. Gadi Levi, Lili Nishmas, mine and Tomer's grandmother, Tito Yehud. By the way, Tomer is in the Forbes magazine, his company, whatever. They have this new system to filter mikvahs. Lulishmas, my Tomer's grandmother, Tita Yudit Bat Fanito. Tomer Levy is doing tremendous stuff. And also, he lives next to Chicago. He better be there at the Siyum. Avram Weinrib, Zechanishmas, Sipora, Henyo Bas Tzvi Hirsch, for the Shom should have an Aliyah from the learning the rebellion he brings to Klai Yisrael, and from our son Yisrael, Moshe Weinrib, that has gotten his father, brothers, Chaverim to join the Daf. How geschmack it is to hear my grandchildren singing the sweet Torah song. Anonymous, in honor of Tomer Levy, Kapara Alecha. We'll do that again for you. Kapara Alecha. That's, you know what that is. Yes, he loves Kapara Alecha. For being a Sephardi in Forbes magazine, hashtag it's geschmack to be a Sephardi, hashtag white talit, hashtag Rabbeinu Tam Tvilin. Shkoyach. Enough with the Latzonis, Rabbi Yisai. Here we go. We have a chosh of a daf. Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Today's Daf Lamed Beis Lev. We are holding somewhere above where it becomes wide. Beis Hashem, tomorrow's a shorter daf. We'll be doing all the catching up. So, we are holding by... We said this, we'll say it again. Betanyo, Keren Revai, Hoya Loi, Rebbe Eliezer. Right where it becomes wide. Bemizrach Loid, Betzat Kfar Tovi. Ubikis Rebbe Eliezer, Lafkir Lanyim. Rebbe Eliezer wasn't in the mood of taking all the fruit up to Yerushalayim like the halacha requires now. Midrabanan, we need a lot of fruit to make the marketplace nice in Yerushalayim, full of fruit. He said, let me make it hefker. Amar le Talmidov, Rebbe, Kfar Nimnu Chavirecha Olav Vitiruhu. So they tell Rebbe Eliezer, I'll just show you this because this is neged to later on the sugya, just real quickly. His Talmidim tell Rebbe Eliezer, your friends, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai already established that it's already Churban Abayis, you don't have to bring the fruit up to Yerushalayim. Man Chavirecho, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. The problem is that the Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Eliezer is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. And that's why the other man, the Omer, doesn't like this so much. So this is another takana, you see, another takana that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai instituted, that you don't bring the fruit from the outskirts of Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim. You could, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, after the Churban HaBayis, you could redeem it for cash. Bring the cash up like Ma'is Hashem. Nachma Yitzchak Omar, Loshin Shel Zahiris. Loshin Shel Zahiris. Excuse me. You take a piece of cloth, it's red, and you take the Sari La'azazel, bring him to a cliff, you toss him off the cliff. If Klai Yisrael has a kapara, it turns to white. So what happened was, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted what? So the ulam, we had the thing yesterday, this is the ulam, this is the heichal. So it was right over here. They would hang it up over here. Hilbin hoyismeichen. If it turned from red to white, Klai Yisrael got a kapara, everybody's happy. Lo hilbin hoyuatsevin. We don't need it now. You want to bring it, it's kind of late. But yeah, you bring it in quickly, we'll bring it for the new guys. Lo hilbin hoyuatsevin. If it didn't turn white, everybody was sad. By the way, the Hasidim like to say, there's no aveira in the Torah to be sad. But atzvos, being sad, brings to many averas. Just like there's no mitzvah to go to the mikvah. But going to the mikvah, they say, brings to a lot of mitzvahs. So this is Lashon Shel Zahiris. There was a red string tied halfway to the Sar La'azazel that goes off the cliff. And another half on a stone, as the Gemara is going to say right now. They said, okay, rather than this white Zahiris being in here, let's do it inside. Let's hide it a little bit behind the screen. So people, you know, Nagiri cats, they come, they look. Again, they became sad. They made the takana that it should literally be between the horns of the sari la'azazel, the goat. Beautiful stuff. Look at this. My time, Omar, Kira Papa. Why didn't Rav Nachman Yitzchak say the first pshat? That Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that you don't have to bring the payrois to Yerushalayim. Oh my Lord, Yitzchak Gadad Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Chaverov, the Rebbe Eliezer Mihava. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Rebbe of Rebbe Eliezer. Why did his Talmidim call him a Chaver? Vidach, nu, so what's the pshat? So the other one, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Kivin Talmidim Havu, Lavoyerch Ara, Lememir Le Rabbi Rabbach. Says the Gemara, yes, Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But when you're a Talmud and you're talking to your Rebbe, you don't say, oh, your Rebbe. That's not proper to say, your Rebbe. Say, your Chaver, as a covet to Rabbi Eliezer, not as a zilzel in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but rather a covet to Rabbi Eliezer. Zog the Gemara, Rav Papa, my time alone, Rabbi Nachman ben Yitzchak. How come Rav Papa doesn't like Rabbi Nachman ben Yitzchak's pshat about the Sar La'azazel, putting the red string on the goat? He's the one that instituted it. Isn't that another one of his takanas? Was there even a Lashon? So let's say this Baal Peh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived 120 years. His first 40 years of his life, he was what they call a Baal Abbas. He worked. The next 40 years, he learned Torah. Like Rabbi Kiva, learned Torah. The following 40 years, he taught Torah. So when is it possible that he instituted takanas? Only the final 40 years of his life. So the first 80 years of his life don't count. We're not even talking about it. So 40 years. The problem is that for 40 years, there was no red string. The final 40 years of the Beis Hamikdash, there's no string at all. So how is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted something when he wasn't even there? Yeah, okay. This whole idea of turning red and white didn't exist. So one tirus we're going to see in the Gemara is that he was a Talmud when he instituted it. He's a Talmud. He gave a great idea. It's his Rebbe loved it, he picked up on it, went with it, and they actually called it in his name, even though he wasn't a Rebbe yet. He lived 120 years. So yesterday I mentioned it already. Rabbi Kiva, they said about the Altar in Nevarduk. Different people started late in life. Mem Shana Limeid. 40 years he learned Torah, and then afterwards, 40 years he taught Torah. The white string didn't turn from red to white. Utnan, Mishachar v'Abayis, Hitkin Rabbi Yochim and Zaka. The other Mishnayis that we learned say once there was a Churban Abayis, Rabbi Yochim and Zaka said, the Omer on the 16th of the Nisan, you can't eat the whole day. Mishachar v'Abayis, this. In other words, Rabbi Yochim and Zaka lived even one day after Churban Abayis. Let's say he was Nifter the next day, which he didn't. So he lived after the Churban. That means that he was the 40 years before the Churban, when there's no more red to white, he was still a Talmud. So it couldn't be. Can't be that he did it. What's that? Mishachar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael. So what's the Pshat? So what does the other one say? Oizan Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yes, he was a Talmud. Talmud Yosef Nei Rabbi Yava. Bama Milsev Yistabi Tami. You see, when you say a good thing, good Svara, the Rebbe accepts it and said, okay. Vikavi Rabbi Mishmei. And he said, you're right. We need to remove it from the ulam where people are peeking and people becoming sad. Let's just take it. Like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Talmud said, maybe they called him Yochanan ben Zakkai. I don't know what they called him then. The Talmud said a great thing. Okay, we're taking it off the Heichal. We're putting it on the goat like this, his idea. And they went with it. And they called it Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana. The official mission is sponsored by official. V'refua Shlema, Favram Yosef ben Chana. Says the Mishnah. Top of Lamed Beis Omed Aleph. Say the brachas. Oimer, Ovois, Ugvurois, Ugdushas Hashem. So let me show you real quickly what's going on here. Let's make a little bit of a Seder. This, okay, it looks a little confusing, but it's not. Very, very simple. This is Shemoneh Esrei. On a regular day, we have something similar. We have three brachas in the beginning, three brachas at the end. Rosh Hashanah also, same thing. What are the three brachas? In layman's term, Magen Avram, that's how we understand it. Magen Avram, Mechaya Amesim, and Okel HaKadosh, or during that time of the year, HaMelech HaKadosh. Then we have a fourth bracha on Rosh Hashanah. Fourth bracha, Kedushas Hayom, Atav HaKartan, or whatever, and then we finish it off, Mekadesh, Yom HaZikaroy, right? That's the fourth bracha. In there, we also have Malchuyos, Zechroinos, Shoifros. And then you finish off with the final three, layman term. Ritzei, Maidim, which finishes Hatoshim Chalachon Eloidais, and Simshalim, Birkus Kahana, the Gemara calls it. Okay, so let's talk about this over here. So we have two machloikis in really what's going on here. The black Shoifros are the Tanakama, the white Shoifros are Rebbe Kiva. Where exactly do we blow? We need these tkiyas. And midrash, we're talking about tkiyah, trua, tkiyah. That's it. Tkiyah, trua, tkiyah. Again, tkiyah, trua, tkiyah. Tkiyah, trua, tkiyah. That's it. So, where is it? So, according to the Tanakhama, Malchuyos is up here. In HaMelech HaKadosh somewhere. It's a long bracha, right? You say, there's a lot of stuff going on in that bracha. Stick in Malchuyos, that Hashem is a king, fine. But according to the Tanakhama, I don't blow in Malchuyos. I can't blow over here because it needs to be together. You can't break up the Shoifros. So where do I blow? I blow in the fourth bracha, and then Zechroinus and Shoifros. So you see, all three are together. Boom. But according to Rebbe Akiva says Malchuyos goes over here. If Malchuyos goes over here, then the whites are together. You see? If I take the red and put it where the green is, then I have red, blue, red. It's great. Malchuyos, Zechroinus, and Shoifros go together. So, Betzim, we have two machloikas in here. first machloikus is, where exactly is machloikus placed? Is machloikus placed in the first three brachas? In other words, in the middle of HaMelech HaKadosh, somewhere in that bracha. And another machloikus, where do we blow the first set of machloikus? Do we do that during HaMelech HaKadosh, which we don't do today? We do it over here, Kedushas Hayayim. Right? That's where we blow, right? Right after he says, what's the lashon over there? Yom HaZikaron. Yom HaZikaron. And then we blow. By the way, if you're Nusach Ashkenaz your whole life, I need to forewarn you. And you go to Nusach Svarit Shul, I got so scared. I'm middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Like, what's going on with me? I'm like such a tzaddik. Like, well, finally, I'm davening Shmoneh Esrei longer than everybody else. All of a sudden, I'm by Hakel HaKadosh, and they're blowing shofar. What is going on here? It's crazy. Then I realized that they blow a middle of Shmoneh Esrei over there. Okay. That was back in the day in Chicago. Nusach Svarit. So, says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, say the brachos, Omer Avos, Ugvurois, Ugdushas Hashem. Okay? We say the first three brachos like we say in every Shmoneh Esrei. V'koylel Malchuyos Imayim. And in Hakel HaKadosh, we stick in Malchuyos. V'einu Tekeya, says the Tanakhama, you don't blow shofar then. Why? Because it's too far away. Since Malchuyos is in the purple, so I can't blow the shofar. It's not going to be next to Zichronis and Shofaris. Kedushas Hayayim, V'derkeya. Then I say green, which is the Kedushas Hayayim. I talk about today, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaZikaron. Then I blow. Zichronos, Ata Zoicher, V'derkeya. Next one, I say Zichronos, I blow again. Shoivros, Ata Negleisa, Shremea Kol Truas Ami Yisrael Barachamim. I blow again. So I have, they're consecutive. One, two, three. Great. We finish off the final three brachas that we say every day in Shmoneh Esrei, three times at least. They go together. Ritzei, Maidim, and Simshalim. That's that kind. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Imeinu Tekeel Malchuyos, Lamu Maskir. If you don't blow the shofar like I say you do, so then why do you even mention it over here? The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean, why do you mention it? It says in the Torah you should mention it. Okay, I didn't mean it like that. I meant it slightly different. Says Rabbi Akiva, you know where you do Malchuyos? The red goes over here. And there you blow the shofar. Now it makes sense. You know why you mention it, so to speak? Because I blow the shofar with Malchuyos. I blow the shofar with Shofaris. I blow the shofar with Zichronos. Everything makes sense, says Rabbi Akiva. That's what we do today. And then he says the last, the final three. Asked the Gemara, "Lo maskir? Why should it, according to me, why does he mention machuyos? The Torah says you should. Why, as we're going to see, the next Mishnah down here on this Amud, he's supposed to say 10 psukim of machuyos, 10 psukim of shofaris. Why 10? If it's already different, you're saying that Malchuyos is different, you don't blow the shofar, so make it different. You don't need 10 psukim there. Make it 9 psukim. Show that it's different. It's not different. You do blow the shofar. That's why you say 10 psukim. Tana Rabbanan. When I try from Avos, period. Every Shmoneh Esrei that we ever say, why do we mention the Avos? Shenemar, Havu Lashem b'nei Elim. You should bring in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should mention in front of Hashem, B'nei Elim, the sons of the powerful, in other words, the others. When I join Gvurois, that Hashem is powerful, Shenemar, Havu Lashem, Kavod V'Oiz, Azus. That was just for you. When I join Kedushois, Shenemar, Havu Lashem, Kavod Shemoi, Hishtach V'Lashem, by the way, it's going to be a da full of psukim, so get used to it. Havu Lashem, Kavod Shemoi, Hishtach V'Lashem, Adras Kodesh. That's why we say Kedusha, Bahadras Kodesh. That's why we say Hakel HaKadosh or HaMelech HaKadosh. When I enjoy Machuyos, Zichronos V'Shofaris. How do we know they say these things on Rosh Hashanah? Machuyos, Zichronos V'Shofaris. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Dechsiv, Shabbosayin is one. Zichron, two. Trua, three. Mikra Kodesh. Shabbosayin, Zikdusha Sayyim. We talk about today. Zichron, should remembrance of The day Elu Zichroino is trua, Elu Shofro is the trua, right? It's a type of a sound. It's referring to the Shofro. Mikra Kodesh, Kacheu Basias Malacha. You should not do any Malacha on that day. Omer Rebbe Kiva, Bimbini Malu, Noimar, Shabbosa, and Shvus. Says Rashi, start off the pasuk with the main part of the day. What's the main thing of the day? We don't do Malacha that day. Should we pasuk HaKos Tchila? It's the Ikra Ayoyim, says Rashi. Elo Shabbosoin Kacheu Basias Malacha. No, so I'm going to learn the pasuk differently. The Shabbosoin, the first thing in the pasuk, is not telling you Kedushas Hayoyim, a bracha. It's telling you should not do Malacha. So he flips with the Tanakama. The Mikra Kodesh Kedushas Hayoyim and Shabbosoin is the Isser to do Malacha, whereas the Tanakama said Shabbosoin is Kedushas Hayoyim and Mikra Kodesh is Malacha. When I enjoy him, how do you know you say Malchuyos? Now, Rabbosai, if I gave you these psukim, you wouldn't be able to come up with this in a million years. Garnish, it's impossible to come up with this. Why? Because what's going on here is that this is a pasuk that's talking about Shavuos. Look at it. Talking about leket and Shavuos. And it says at the end of the pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Two psukim later, in pasuk Chav Dalet, Zichr and Trua, Kodesh Mikra. Kodesh Mikra. Says Gemara, Tanya, how do I know anything about Malchus to make Hashem the king? Rabbi Yoyim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's talking about Shavuos. This you have to get from tradition. You can't just make this up. Then it says, two psukim later. What's the seventh month? Tishrei. The first day, it says, the first day is Rosh Hashanah. Zu Malchus. Mikra Kodesh. Kodesh Mikra. So then here I know that Malchus, from Shavuos to it's Mamish. It's one of these limudim that from a Kodesh Baruch. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, all limudim are. But I'm saying this one, just you'd never be able to make sense of this. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, any tzar. You don't have to come on to that. That's not how Hashem said. Hare Yoimer, v'hoyu lochem l'zikarin l'fnei elokeichem. Shein tamim loimer, ani Hashem elokeichem. Why, it already says, f'nei elokeichem. Why does the pasuk say, ani Hashem elokeichem? U'ma tamim loimer, ani Hashem elokeichem. Zeh banav l'kol mokoyim. This teaches the binyanav to every place, most of all places. Shenema by zichroinois, you machuyos imarim. Any time that it has the zichroin remembrance, you have to do together with malchus. Zichroinois and malchuyos go together. Vechen oimra al kedushas hayom. Where do we say kedushas hayom? Tanya Rabbi Oimer ima malchuyos oimra. That's mamish. What Rabbi Kiva said. Malchuyos. Sorry, here kedushas hayom. Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, Rabbi Kiva says Malchuyos go with Kedushas Hayom, right over here. Ma'amitzinu b'chol makom berevius. Now, on Yontif, how many brachos do we say in Shmoneh Esrei on Yontif? Seven. What's the center of seven? Three on this side, three on this side. Number four is in the middle. So we see the middle one. Afkan, sorry, he's saying berevius. It's the fourth bracha, not here. Three over here, and this is four. We say it by four. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, and we have to remember this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel because he's coming up in a second. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Imazach Roynois, you push it down to number five. Why? Now he says the svar that Yantiv is seven, and the center one is the Yom. So Zichroinois is the center of Rosh Hashanah because now we have nine brachas. We have three. Plus the fourth bracha over here, plus another three, is nine. So what's the center of nine? Five. So I need to slip it over to number five. Kitchu business is Shana Busha. Says the Gemara story. When they said Rosh Hashanah is over here in Usha. Yareb Yoichanam ben Broika. Lifnei, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Yoichanam ben Broika was the chazan. Yared is a lashon of being a chazan because you go down to the teva. Where you go up to the Torah, Aliyah la Torah, like in our shul in Lincolnwood in Chicago, the Rav, Rabbi Twersky, Rabbi Chaim Twersky, he built a little platform that comes out because you need to go up to the Torah. Over here also, now in this space, not on purpose, but there's a platform there to trip people up, whatever. And Yair Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri, he did it in front of Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. Who's Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri? the Tanakam in our Mishnah. Look, it says in our Mishnah, the Rabbi Yechimin Nuri. Now what? The Malchuyos goes with Kedushas Hashem, and you don't blow there. Right? The one that argues in Rabbi Kiva. Oh, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Leonim can't be Yavna. We didn't do this in Yavna. It was in front of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He said, no. Leoy Masheni, the next time, next Rosh Hashanah, we're going to see in the Gemara what it means. Next day, next Rosh Hashanah. Yor Rabbi Hanina B'noi Shor B'yoy Se'agalili V'asik Rabbi Kiva. He did like Rabbi Kiva. Oh, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Kacho Yenoyim Yavna. Beautiful. That's the way to do it. Says Gemara, the memory of the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva, Sirilei. How can you say that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Rabbi Kiva? He said it's perfect, but it's not. Well, Rabbi Kiva, if you look five lines up, it says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer Imazuchreinoy Soimra. And now all of a sudden he's holding like Rabbi Kiva. Well, Rabbi Kiva Machuyos in Kedushas Hayoyim Amarlu. Machuyos goes with Kedushas Hayoyim. Not Zuchreinoy. Machuyos. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer Kedushas Hayoyim Imazuchreinoy Soimlu. And a second ago we said Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says with Zuchreinoy. No, he argues with the Rekiva about where it goes, the Chronis of Machuyos. He just says that you blow the Shofar like Rebbe Kiva with Machuyos. The second day, it was different. They did like Rebbe Kiva. My Sheni, what does it mean the second day? Elam Yom Tashani. Well, it's 2 days Yom Tav Rosh Hashanah. Lemeimer Dabru Le'elol. So that means that there's a 30-day Elol. V'amar Rebbe Chanina Bar Kana. M'may Sezer Ve'elach Le'metzinu Elam Ubar. We had one time. Remember in the Gemara? Leibi knows. When do we have a 30-day Elul? By Ula. Ula one time at. Or Rav Chizda Mai Sheni. Leim Sheni Na Shona Ba. It's referring to the following year. Says the Eilagi Mishnah, official Mishnah sponsored by officially Refor Shleima for Brian Abbas. Says the Mishnah, Ein Poichas Ma'asor Machuyos. You have to say 10 Psukim of Machuyos. Ma'asor Zechroinus. 10 Psukim of Zechroinus. Ma'asor Shoifers and 10 for Shoifers. What does this word mikulon mean? I don't have to say 10. I should. It's better to say 10. But if I didn't, I only said 3. Mikulon. Does it mean 3 total? Shalish mikulon. 1, 1, 1, 3? Or 3 from Tanakh? 3 from Torah? 3 from Nevi'im? 3 from Suh? Hani asar machuz kenegid me. Omar Rebbe kenegid asar yilulim shomadovim b'seim tilim. It's the 10 times that David Amel said Halleluka. Says Gemara, Hilulim Tuvahavu. If you look into Hilulim, there's many, many. Hanach the Sibu, Halu Beseka Shoifer. The famous, we say it every day in the Pesuk of the Zimra, Halu Kebukachoy, Kala Neshamat Hallelujah. So the 10 times that it says Hallelu, those are the 10 times. Not the first word, but the 10 times it says Halu. Rebbe says, Omar, can I get a Seres HaDibrois? Why a Seres HaDibrois? Because the Seres HaDibrois were given with a Shoifer. Corresponds to the Shoyvish and never learned the Moshe Messina. Rabbi Yechon and Omar, Keneged Asor Mamorish Bem Nivro Ha'ilam. The 10 Mamorish, and when was the world created according to this Mandomar? On Rosh Hashanah, Hayoim Haras Ha'ilam. Hey Ninu, Vayoimer, Vayoimer, the Bereshis, Tesavu. It's only 9. So where do you get 10? Right? Vayoimer, Kim, Yor, Vayor, 10. This is the Gemara, Bereshis Nami, Marmaru. The word Bereshis, says the Gemara, is also one of them. I just want to point out, the Vilna Gaon says that the word Bereshis contains Kol HaTorah Kula, all the mitzvahs. So he's at a Pidyon HaBen, and somebody said, Nu, so where does the Rav see Pidyon HaBen in the word Bereshis? He says, oh, that's mamish simple. Ben Rishon Achash Leshim Yoim Tivda is in Bereshis. That's the Maisa, they say. And so the guy gave up. He thought he got him. Pidyon HaBen, the word Bereshis. Okay. Says the Gemara. Ibarlo. Rabbi Yochanan Reimim Omar Shalish Shalish Mikulon Yatza. What is the word Mikulon? Ibarlo. Hechiktani. Shalish Min HaTorah, Shalish Min HaNevi'im, Shalish Min HaKesuvim. Davatesha. Does he mean Shalish? And he actually says Shalish Shalish. 3, 3. 3 from Torah, 3 total of 9. Viki Ben Ayuchada. You're supposed to say 10, but he only said 9. What's the difference? 9. Minus 10, 10 minus 9 is 1. There's only the result. Maybe he meant 3 total. So now what's the difference? 7. Instead of 10, he's doing 3. David Shalish, we can be 92. Tashma, I'll prove it to you. The Sanya Pokes, Masor Machuyos, Masor Zachronis, Masor Shavis. You shouldn't say less than 10, 10, 10. Vimomar Sheba Mikulon Yatza. Here's the proof. Stop. What does it mean? Now we have the same word, Kulon. If Kulon means from every single category, from Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, how many do we have total? 7 times 3 is 21. You have 21 psukim, and Tanakhama says only 10. So you're doing great. You're much more. Can I give you a rekim? So the bottom line is, you see from here that it can't be 7 from each one, because then it'll be too many. It won't say yatza. It means that he's saying less. No, he's saying more. He's actually saying less. Yatza means he's saying less. It means he said 7 total psukim, not 7 from each category. So by us also means he only said 3 psukim, even though it sounds like shalish means 9. He only said 3. Omar Avun, Omar Shmuel, Halacha, Kibyachim Benuri, that you say, it's enough to say 3 psukim, you don't need 10. Says the Mishnah Spans by official, Rufush Lema, 4, Rav Yosef ben Chan. Ey maskir zikaren machos v'shoifer shal puranos. Don't say psukim that talk about the punishment of Klai Yisrael, even though it has the word machos in there. It's Rosh Hashanah. You want to be on Hashem's. You want to find favor in Hashem. You don't want to remind him of averus. You start with Torah. You finish off in Navi. What does it say in Yud over here? Maybe it should say that you should say again Torah. No, it just says look at the Amud Beis for more Rashi. Okay, because at the end of the day, if you need 10 psukim, so you do 3 Torah, 3 Navim, 3 Ksuvim, and then 1 Torah at the end, you have a total of 10. If you finished off with the Torah, you're okay. You just turn to Lamed Beis and Beis, sponsored by Adam Vales, in memory of my mother, Gail F. Rathner, and Abigail, for Shoma of Abigail Gittel Bas, Pesach, Bechava Rivka, sponsored anonymously, Zchus, Vishal Tamar Chayo, Vatzor, Zavar Fushtem, Bukharoid. Malchuyois. How do you stick in a punishment by Malchuyois? Says the Gemara, Chai Oni, Num Hashem, Elohim, Im Loi Biyod Chazoko, Vizrei Netuy, Vachem Shfucha, Em Loich Aleichem. I'll tell you a Maisa. I mean, this is a famous one, but it's Kedai to say over. There was a guy on Rosh Hashanah who didn't have any money, so he bought a bunch of nuts, but he's very nervous. You're not allowed to eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. It says in the Shavura, Chait. So he was there by the Rebbe. And he was hungry, so he took out a nut. So Chassid came over and started screaming, "Ha, Shaygitz! It's Chait! Chait!" So the Rebbe heard it, and the Rebbe said, "You know, Chait is also a gematria Chait." Rebbe Avigdor Miller said it. It was a Litvak, it wasn't a Rebbe, but it sounds much better when it's a Rebbe. There's a guy also, I mean, I love this Maisa. This is also a true story. This is a Maisa Shaya. There's a guy that prepared a tremendous bar mitzvah. He spent $150,000 on his bar mitzvah, and every guest got a challah cover. That's how you knew where you sat. Every guest had said his name, Chvoy Darav and Rebitzin, this and this, so and so, and a challah cover. And the caterer forgot to put it out. So the guy started screaming at the caterer, "Yeah, you shugun, when I told you 10 times, you didn't put it out, you ruined my bar mitzvah." So somebody went over to him and said, "You know, the only reason why we cover the challah is that not to embarrass the bread. And now you just embarrass this guy in public." Okay. Chait. We're talking about chait. Says the Gemara, here, so we have a positive chait. V'afagav d'omer Reb Nachman, kol ki yai ritcho litach kutche brichu alan v'lefurikinun. But at the end of the day, it's good that Kosh Baruch should get upset, and it'll give us our little oynish, and we're gonna have a geula. So maybe we should say it. No, given the biritcho amur, since it's talking about Hashem being upset, atku ritcho bereishato, you don't remind the Kosh Baruch being upset on Rosh Hashanah, lo matkirinu, you don't mention it. Zikaron. When we have Puranas, like a Oynish, when it comes to the Psukim of Zikaron, Kigoyin, Vayiskor, Kibasur, Heima, Begoymer, Shoifar, Kigoyin, Tiku, Shoifar, Begiva, Baloymar, Machos, Zikaron, Veshoifar, Shal Puranas, Shal Evi, Kichavim, but if you want to mention their downfall, Oymer, that's okay. Machos, Kigoyin, Hashem Moloch, Yirguzu Amim, Ukigoyin, Hashem Melech, Oylem Void, of the Goyim, Arzoy, it should be wiped out, Zikaron, going Zachar Hashem Levnei Edoin, Shoivik going Vadunoi, Elohim, Vashoivik Yisko, Vahalak Masaris Taimon, Uchsiv Hashem, Tzvakois, Yogan Aleim. Hey, Maskim Zikaron Shayachim, Vafilu Toiva. If there's a single person, you don't say, Kigoin, Zachreni Hashem, Ritzoin Amecha, remember me, I did a lot of good for you. Uchain Zacharli, Elikai, Latoiva. Big Doinois? Harei Hein, Kizachroinois. You say, because wrong, take note, it's like a Zikaron. Kigoyim, Hashem poka the sorry, he took note and he gave her children. Ugoyim, pokoy pokati eschem. Dear Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudoimer, Eden kizichroinus. That's not count. So, Again, we're talking about you have to get the 10 psukim. How do you get the 10 psukim? Could I use these psukim? They didn't have machzorim then. I'm going through my computer. I remember it says something about zechorinus. Can I use this? No. Rabbi says anything zechorinus. It doesn't work. Yoisi ninami the bekdoinus arein kizechorinus. V'Hashem pokad sari pikon the yachadu. But at the end of the day, how can you say V'Hashem pokad sari, which we lame? It's a yachad. You just said that Hashem doing a favor to a single person. Hashem remembered a single person. Sara, it's not something that we say in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, yeah, but the whole Klal Yisrael came out of that. Kivin the osu Rabbi Mino, Rabbi Dami, somebody told me Pshat. Okay, we'll say it a different time. Noach also talks about Vatiskireo that he had children. Why? Because of this. It doesn't say in the pasuk that he had children, but because of this, it had. Why would we talk about Noach if he's not a if he's a yachid? Su sharim roshechem vinosu pischei oilam. V'avim melcha kovid. Mizem melcha kovid. So look at this pasuk for a second. I don't know if you can see it because there's a lot of psukim here. Maybe you can zoom in. Where are all the melachim? So, according to Tanakhama, we have over here melech, melech. So that's two. And on the bottom over here, we have melech, 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 three. Mizem melech hakovid, Hashem zuv, Hashem givam chomo, sushorim sheichem, usup ischayolam. We have melech hakovid, Mizem melech hakovid, Hashem tzvokoy, su melech hakovid. Great. Rishoyin ashtayim, shniyo, sholish. The Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says we have five. Makes sense, right? Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, it doesn't make sense. You know why? Because it's a question. Mi zeh melech? Who is the king? That's not giving Hashem malchus. I'm not proclaiming Hashem as a king. I'm asking you, who is the king? That's not one of the melachim. Can't count that. Mi zeh Hashem tzvokis u'melech hakov yisrael? Rishoyin ashtayim, sorry. Rishoyin ha'achas, shni ashtayim. Therefore, I have to remove one question over here, one question over here. I'm down to one and two. Zamru likim zameru, zamru limalkenu zameru. The problem over here, it says malkenu, our king. Ki melech kol ha'aretz elikim shtayim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yoimer achas. It's only one because you're not saying Hashem is the king on the entire world. It's only for our nation. That doesn't count. V'shavim ha'melech elikim al goyim. Elikim yoshav al kisei kotshoi shiachas. Everybody agrees that that pasuk is considered one. Zikaron shesh by trua kigoyim. Now, where do you have zikaron that also includes shofar in it? Zikaron and shofar. Can I get away with using one pasuk twice? Kigoyin shabbos and zikaron trua mikra koydash. I could double up. I could take one pasuk, use it by shofars, use it by zikaron because it mentions both words. It doesn't say the word shofar. It says trua. Trua doesn't count as shofar. Trua kigoyin Hashem alikov imoy utsruas melech boy oimer me machuyos va oimer me shofar zir yis again same machloek is Yehuda oimer in oimer elam machuyos bavad. The mention of trua, says Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't count for the word shofar. Yes, it's a sound that comes out of a shofar, but it's not shofar. Trua she'ein imo leklum kigoin yoim trua yelochem. What if it doesn't mention not machuyos and zechronis, just shofar? Oimer me shofarois. You say it with shofar, they're very easy. Same exact machloikas. They handle over here why three times the same exact machloikas. Don't say it. It doesn't mention the word shofar, don't say it. Says, you have to say three psukim from Torah, three psukim from Nevi'im, three psukim from Ksuvim. But if you finish off with Torah, you're okay. In Mishlim, the evidence chatchila, it says, seems like after the fact, you're okay. What do you mean after the fact? It's better to say the three psukim of the Torah afterwards. Says Gemara, you're right. You should, not you could. But it doesn't say that. It says if, meaning you could, not you should. And then comes Rabbi Yosi Omer, Mashlim v'Torah, v'mishlim v'Novi yotzo faker. Rabbi Yosi comes along and says you should finish with the Torah. And only after the fact, if you finish off with the Navi, you're okay. Or Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi, v'sikin hoyim mashlimim oiso b'Torah. V'sikin is a lashon, like we say today, yidav v'sikin. But really it means a person goes like beyond. Everybody's chrupping away in their bed. He's 4 o'clock in the morning walking to shul. He's a v'sikin guy. So a person like that, hoyim mashlim oiso b'Torah. Rashi points out over here that usually we say Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and over here we're saying Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im, because some of the Tehillah and Mishlei was written before the Nevi'im. Okay. Bishlam is a chorin of service is a ketuva. Malchuyos tlas hu daven. Where do we come with 10 psukim for Malchuyos? We only have 3. Hashem alaykov imoy utruas melech boy. Vayu bishur melech. Hashem yim loich laylam vay. But I'm being an eser. You need 10 psukim from the Torah that mention Hashem's kingdom, and there's only 3. Om ravuna toshma, perhaps, it's Shema Yisrael, Hashem alaykino Hashem achad. Malchus, the Rabbi Yosi. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to say? What, how do you argue on this? What does it say in that pasuk, the word melech? Shema Yisrael, I'm actually making him my king, but without the word king. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm in a malchus. V'yadat ha'ayom ha'ashev o'isa elav avecha k'ashem u'ali kim einoid. That's the pasuk for me at least. Einoid. Eina mevadoi. Malchus. The Rabbi Yosi. Yehuda, I'm in a malchus. Doesn't say, mention the word malchus. Ato reisel das, k'ashem u'ali kim einoid mevadoi. Here, Malchus, the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Doimer, Eino, Malchus, since it doesn't mention it, it's not. Have a wonderful day.